Hey guys, this is Will Powers Podcast. I am your host, Will, and today I'm going to be doing a solo podcast, and the topic's going to be on why I'm different and why you should watch me, okay? And I noticed that I didn't have an opener for my podcast yet, so I'm going to take the time right now to come up with one, and it's going to go a little bit something like this. Hi, I'm Will. I had a 0.25 GPA in school. I didn't go to college. And I'm gonna change the world. Watch me. Yeah, it's gonna go something like that. And maybe some music or something. Alright, but let's continue on to the topic. Today is we're gonna talk about why I'm different and why did I choose to do this and what makes me different. What makes me different where it's just, why should I watch you for motivation versus someone that's already successful for motivation? Why won't I take their advice? They've already made it, you know? They've already made it. And why should I take your advice or even watch you? Why, what's the point? You know, what do you have to offer, Will, that they can't offer? All right. Well, dang, those are some good questions, and I have some good answers. You know, right off the bat, I just want to say that, yeah, these people are more successful, and yeah, they are motivating, and yeah, they're doing the thing, right? They're motivating, and yeah. But there's one thing for sure. I'm the bravest and most courageous there's ever been. There's no one that's done what I've done. There's no one that has believed in themselves so much, so confidently to, you know, it's either I'm stupid as heck or I'm just the bravest and most courageous guy that's ever lived. I mean, not brave to the point where I run in front of a truck to try to, I don't know how to explain, but I'm just saying that I believe in myself fully, and people are afraid of their GPAs even, you know, and I'm so confident in myself that I'm able to step out of my comfort zone and show the world that you don't have to wait to be perfect, you know. You can build your skills and know that you're good enough, and as long as you know that you won't be given up, a good time to start is now, you know. And me doing that, I relate with everybody. I am... The thing I have that all the other motivators don't have is the relatability. Just like, I have something in common with everyone. We're all just, you know, the thing is, I had the lowest grades in school, so I'm kind of like that odd guy out in your classroom, the guy that just didn't do good. So it's different to see someone like that so confident in themselves and actually make it in the real world, or try to make it in the real world, and walk the walk, and talk the talk, and actually, and go for it, go for what's greater, like, not being afraid of it. The thing is, I have this power to relate with people where my courage is contagious, my bravery is contagious, and just watching me daily just helps push you more, because those already successful in their private jets, and, you know, they're telling us to save, or they're telling us to work hard, and they're flying around in private jets doing cool things and stuff. It just doesn't relate with us. And watching it and hearing it, it's cool seeing it and all that stuff, but it doesn't relate where it touches us close to home and makes us feel like we need to push ourselves that hard, because we kind of look at it like that's not achievable, because they're just so far gone. That I'm a kind of guy that, you know, I'm doing it from down here. I'm creating a legendary story, and I'm willing to put in all the work I need to put in to make it. And I know that I will make it, because I won't give up until I die. That's the whole point. Like, when I came to the understanding of starting this whole journey of going for it all, going for the greatest glory I can live, like the greatest, going for the best case scenario at the point I decided to start for my life, to have like its best and most happiest glory. When I came to that decision to start, it all boiled down to a few questions I had to ask myself before I record that video and posted it up. It was, are you sure you're going to do this? And are you going to give up? And no matter what, are you willing to just stick to it regardless of anything? If you can make the commitment with yourself, you believe in yourself enough, you know that you know some good things, you've seen your progress in 2 years, you could just imagine what you could do in the next five. You know, if you start now, within the next 5 years, you don't know what you could be and what you would build. And as long as you don't give up, you wouldn't make a fool of yourself. It's not embarrassing. You know some good stuff. And the thing is, you have to be brave. You know, if you want something great in life, it's gonna be hard, and you're gonna have to step out and really confront your fears, confront your mistakes, and stick with it. Nothing. Don't let any outside source kind of dictate or control how you feel or think. Because the thing is, you are resilient, Will. You are strong. You are brave. All the most horrible things that could possibly happen to you have already happened. There's nothing you can lose from all this. There's, you know, two and a half years ago, 3 years ago, you were in a terrible place, and now it's your time to shine, and make this commitment to yourself. Make this commitment to, you know, your life and to the future of the people you care about and the world and the changes you can make to this world with your sacrifice, with your chance of losing it all and being embarrassed and all that stuff. What is there to gain, you know? And the gain was just everything I want. Just the ability to speak and it mattering, like having my words hold meaning and help lead in a better direction, because I felt like no one was doing it, and I said, if no one's doing it, I'm not gonna just follow along with the crowd and just be okay with everything that's going on. I really want a place that's better than how it is now. I've always felt like I suffered a lot of pain and problems and being treated unfairly. And then when I think about it deeper, and I think about the kids that are, you know, struggling in other countries, and there's so much more pain and struggles out there that mine are just irrelevant, you know, how soldiers from the United States have fought and died for our country, and they don't even have the opportunity to even feel pain anymore. And there's just so much pain out there that I decided to make a change for this world and step out to be a good, great, you know, person, to lead by example. And if no one's doing it, I'm gonna do it, because that's what I wanna do. And it was hard having no degree, and it was hard not having good grades to get a good job and all that stuff. And it's hard to step out and do what I'm doing and try to push this good goodness, because there was so much to lose from everything I've built so far, and there was just so much more to gain. So the thing is, why you should listen to me is, you have to understand, I'm gonna go 100, and I'm not gonna give up ever. I've made a commitment to myself. I made a commitment to my life. I made a commitment to, you know, all you guys, the world, pretty much, that I'm here and I'm the one, and I will do whatever it takes to make this place a better place, better world. And why you should watch me is to see me grind from our levels, you know, like to see this guy that has a 0.25 doing it every day, like going 100, doing the best he can do, and stacking on top. Some days might be repetitive, some days just might be long days of doing robotic work, but the thing is, it's growing, everything takes time, you know, nothing good is built overnight, nothing good comes easy, and to show that it's not going to be that one lottery ticket. It's not going to be that one good invention or this one little change that will change your whole life. It takes a long time. It's a process of building and building and building and building and getting more richer and richer and you know, just growing yourself and using what you have to make it better. It's not about finding a quick way to get there. There's no quick way to get there. Like, I just want you guys to all see that, you know, putting in that hard work, putting in that dedication, you will get there. You have to be patient. You have to be on top of it. And you have to be, you know, what's that word? You have to be consistent. And, you know, your goodness has to be there. If it's not, if you have to give up going out, if you have to, you know, be reliable and dependable and all that stuff, I want to show all that resilience. I want to show my failures, my mistakes, and moving forward and keep on pushing on and never ever giving up. Like, I want everyone to see that this guy with a 0.25 is just psychotically crazy towards his dreams, like, no matter what. And that's what I'm trying to push that the other guys can't push. My motivation is different because I relate. I'm at the same level as everyone else. And I started at the bottom. And I showed it at the bottom. And I documented it at the bottom because I believe in myself to that certain degree where it's just, there's no way I'll fail. I'll die before I fail. And that's the whole point. I trust in the process, but I'm willing to put in the work. And the other motivators, you know, they made it, and what they have to offer that I can't offer, I don't know, because you know what, all their knowledge, I watch all their knowledge, and I know, I study all their stuff, I studied even more than all that stuff, I've read up so much, as you guys might know, if you watch my content, I don't share information that you've probably seen before. It's just really different content. It's really different ways of thinking, different perspectives, and it's really unique. So the thing is, I do study all their stuff. So what they do share, I'm doing it the same way, but at our level, at our bottom level, where it's just, of course, through the years or through the progression of me, you're going to see some changes and you're going to see bigger money and you're going to see like growth and, you know, having 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million. It's going to be different little processes, but you have all the content to go back on to see what kind of mood or moment or what kind of path you take at this certain, what, how much you invest in this kind of money group. And it's just something that's so progressive that there's going to be data that they don't have, you know. They can't go back in time and do what I did. None of them can, but I have the time to make what they have and even more. And of course we can't tell the future, but the thing is, I know the future for me. I know that doing the consistent work, good work every single day, you know, building on top of each little thing, it's going to grow and it's going to grow and it's going to grow. The future is not that blurry. It's very clear when you have a general sense of what you've committed yourself to doing every single day. You know, it's been like 770 days or something since I started this. And at first when I started, I didn't picture myself being in this position that I am in now. It's way better than I would expected. Like, of course, that I can't say the future in 2 years will be exactly like this, because you never know that I could grow 10 times the amount because it's moving at a faster pace now. I'm unsure of what could happen, as in the growth factor, but I know for a certain fact that the minimum will be great. Like, for what I built in 2 years, I can see the minimum that I'll have in another 2 years or another 5 years is already great. But I don't know, I can't put myself in a luck kind of factor where you don't know when random opportunities come that can make you even bigger than that. So what I'm doing is putting myself out there, showing my stuff out there, and grinding it from the bottom, you know, growing with everyone if they want to grow with me, and that's what I have to offer, you know, my low grades, my courage, my courageousness, my confidence, and just my willingness to never give up. That's something that motivates way differently than the other motivators, and they can't do what I do. So, you know, join me along the journey where we embark together, and you'll never see it. You'll never see me give up, which helps push you, you know? Don't let a guy with a 0.25 surpass. That's what I'm trying to say. It does help motivate. It does help you more than, you know, watching the guy with the private jet, because what they share, I share, and at least you get to see it from our level. All right, guys, that's my answer on why am I different and why my words doesn't matter. It's up to you to listen. Regardless, I'm documenting this for myself, so I would like for you to join the journey and take this way to try to make the world a better place. I guess that's it. All right, guys, I'm done.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.